I don't know that we understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us in here today. But carriers of his presence, when you get him on the inside of you and let him flow out of you, it affects you and everything you come in contact with. Because now he has entered into where you are. Carriers of his presence. This house has grace that we don't even know about. This house has grace. I don't even know why I brought the notes up here. This house has grace that we don't even know about. The grace to open up heaven. It's not many places, Pastor Ross, that he drops down into. It's not many. It's not many places. There's some he'll visit, maybe. But living on the inside of PWM, living on the inside, there's a grace. There's a grace, you all. When I was leaving my building this morning, Pastor, Miss Nora said to me, we talk about you all the time. She says, we don't understand how she come and go like she does. Because y'all know I'm a comer and a goer. Saturday morning, here I come. There I go. You know, for his glory. She said, but you affect all of us. It's not me. It's not this flesh I dwell in. It's his presence. Because I couldn't do it outside of his presence. I cannot do it outside of his presence. His presence is his ability, his life, his glory, his strength, his joy, his peace, his creative authority. That's his presence, y'all. That's his presence. It's not, like you said, it's not just a song. We're coming out of the dark ages. There's a grand illumination. When Jesus was birthed, the angels went to the shepherds, and all of creation was lit up. There's a grand illumination happening in Roz's heart, in Robert's heart. The announcement of Christ on the inside. The angels bear witness to Christ. The angels bear witness to Christ. The annunciation. There's an annunciation going on in heaven. Who is that saying? What's going on in heaven? Chris, this morning, I can tell you one thing is going on in heaven. The annunciation that PWM has caught on. There's one thing going on in heaven. I heard that. PWM. There's an annunciation that PWM is coming out of the dark age. Light is coming in. Heaven has said, oh, here comes the answer. Don't y'all know we're the answer to the world? We're the answer to Christ's resurrection. Heaven is looking down on PWM and saying, oh, there's Shanique, a carrier. Miss Nida, a carrier. Oh, Lorraine. Christ wrapped up on the inside. A carrier of the presence of God. Christ on the inside. You might look in that black bag and give me my glasses. I prayed all night long last night. A man ought to always pray and not faint. I refuse, Pastor. Sometimes I'm so tired. Pastor understands this. I want to say, can I sleep tonight? But when you're a carrier of his presence and he comes, oh, what joy. Oh, what joy. So last night I was saying, speak to us, Lord. All night, Cheryl. Every time I turn over, oh, God, we need you to speak to us. Please speak to us. Visit us. Come. All night. Come. Speak with us. Speak to us. We want his presence, but we want him to talk to us. We want him to minister to us as we have ministered. Don't you know, once the worship ministry has gone forth and we have ministered to him, now he comes and ministers back to us. Send God, speak to us. Speak. Grace is working. Grace is working. The central thought of God is that Christ is a reality of the tree of life inside of us, y'all, sown as a seed of divine life. Christ in us is a seed of divine life. And he wants that seed to continue to blossom and grow, that we might experience a transformation of life that might bring us back into fellowship with him. Remember, this was lost when Adam fell. The fellowship with Christ. The presence. Adam walked with his presence. We getting back what Adam lost. The glory. Paradise. Paradise. You know, we walked into paradise this morning. Yes, we did. We walked into Canaan land, into flowing with milk and honey. Grace is working. D, John 1:16. For out of his fullness, out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received. Grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. Grace is working. Grace is working. It's working. His grace, grace, grace. Hey, you in the white shirt. Stand. Grace. Grace. Grace is working. You mind standing up, sir? Grace. See, that's grace working right there. That was his superabundant favor upon favor and gift heaped upon gifts. He gifted him. He gifted him. The grace in this house, y'all. Don't take it for granted. You can sit down and stand. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. There's grace and favor. There's grace upon this house. And then you know what? You take this grace and favor to your house. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. 120 apartments in that building I live in. Grace and truth gonna hit every one of them. Pastor already had the dream. Grace on your job. Super abundant grace, which is nothing but his presence. His grace is his presence. Grace is his favor. Grace, y'all. It's working. Okay. Coming out of the dark ages. You know why? Whew. Because when Adam fell, y'all, it all became dark. It all became dark. And you know what? A lot, Lord help me, Holy Spirit. So much of Christianity is still in the dark. Isaiah 9:2. Oh, look at her. She's going. The people who walk in spiritual darkness. See, we can't sit up here and ignore what the Holy Spirit is doing. I used to be in spiritual darkness. Pastor, I didn't bring my Bible out here. Pastor loved to talk about my Bible, y'all. He loved to talk about my Bible. That joker. Like Pastor said, it tore it up from the flow up. And I know I have at least 9 of them. 9 Bibles. But no light. No presence. No grace. Still in my flesh. Better not push my button. Be quiet, Michelle. I do the talking. You do the listening. No light. No grace. See, when grace come, your buttons are gone. More grace. Just ask for more grace. He said abundant supernatural grace. See, when we walk in spiritual darkness, what's it? Somebody said, we got a whole lot of stuff that we have and don't even use it. That's available to us. Why are we going to use the world way? You hit me, I hit you back. Spiritualness says, you hit me, I turn the other cheek. Come on, y'all. Come on. The people who walked in spiritual darkness will see a great light. Don't y'all know light is shining upon us? This man, this apostle that God has given us, is bringing us light. Spiritual light. We can, with spiritual light, you can see what's going on in heaven, y'all. Chris said, what's going on in heaven? Give me a little bit more spiritual light. I can see. Heaven is dawning on us. I can see it. This is what the Father will is. I hear it. What did Isaiah say after he got his spiritual light? He could hear what was going on in heaven. If you need somebody, send me. He heard the conversation in heaven. He heard the conversation in heaven. Spiritual light, enlightenment gives us ears to hear. What do you think Pastor Love was doing up here this morning? Come on, listen. What she say? The Father said, God said. We can't take this house for granted. We can't take the richness of what God has given us and not appreciate it and not walk in it. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them. Heaven is shining down on us. God chose us. And he's calling us. Did I give you Hebrews 6D? Once people have seen the light, Cannon, turn those lights off for me, please. This was us, but even darker. We don't want to admit it because we've been saved a long time. I'm 70 years old. Been in church all my life, walking in darkness, walking with all my Bible. No, right. Light is revelation. Light is revelation. Ask John in Revelation, the book of Revelation. When light came and dawned upon him, look what that man was able to see and hear and know and understand. Do you think it's just for John? We have some candidates. Pastor Love, you're going to hear more than you ever heard. We need it. You know what? The Lord told me to bring that oil, and I said, what am I going to do with it? I'm not your ears to hear even more. Tuned into heaven. Isaiah said, if you need somebody, send me. He heard what heaven was asking, what the Father's need was. Father was saying, I need somebody. And Isaiah said, I'll go. How many in here will go today? How many will let light and revelation shine on them today? How many people open up their hearts and leave this old dumb, nasty world and say, I want heaven and all that it has? God's opening up your spiritual ears even the more, even the more, even the more. Once the people have seen the light and did what, y'all? They got a taste of what? Heaven. Heaven, Shanique. We get a taste of heaven every day. Don't we, Shanique? A taste of heaven. A taste of heaven. Stan can now say, I had a taste of heaven. Chris had a taste of heaven. Taste of heaven. Chris kind of was like the little, look like the babies. You try to feed them some vegetables and they don't want it. During her ordeal, he was trying to feed her. He was trying to open up heaven to her. They're like, I don't want this. Don't like broccoli. Come on. You're trying to get those green, nasty looking green peas in them. And they spitting it out. Come on. He's trying to give us a taste of heaven and been a part of the work of the Holy Spirit. Once they've personally, see, we have to personally do this. Pastor's not the only one in here that God has called to walk in apostolic grace. He's not. You are walking in apostolic grace. Rob, you're walking in an apostolic grace. That's knowing what's going on in heaven. That's partnership with the Holy Spirit. That's bringing about miracles, signs, and wonders. That's understanding with revelation that you experience in the midnight hour, that you encounter. Pastor Gloria said, we begin to understand the language of heaven. And Pastor brought the message a couple Sundays ago with comprehension. He's given us spiritual comprehension that we can understand what's going on in heaven. You know what we used to say all the time? Something said to me. Y'all know how we used to, come on. We saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, that with a mighty burning fire, going to heaven and enjoying the world. And still talking about something said to me. Heaven was trying to speak to us. Heaven was trying to give us revelation. We ever talking about something spoke to me. Something. I thought something said. What about heaven spoke to me? Heaven said, I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Once they have spiritually, personally experienced the sheer goodness of God's word. And the power of breaking in on us. Pastor, he's breaking in. Oh, he's breaking in. He's breaking in on us. He's breaking in. He's breaking in on us. Whew. What make us, Lord have mercy. Holy Spirit said this morning, he see our passion. He see our desire to want to be broken in on. See, we're not resisting the breaking in anymore. See, we used to resist it. Yeah, we did. Didn't we, Chris? We used to resist the breaking in. But now we're saying, break in. Break in. I surrender. Break in. Break in, Holy Ghost. Break in on me. Break in. Since 2010, I was diagnosed with sciatica nerve. Whatever they want to call it. Pain. Pain. But Chris, you know what now? Because of the insurance, they can't even give you narcotics anymore. So what do you do now? You let the Holy Spirit do what? Stretch you. You let the Holy Spirit stretch you. Many days I've said, take me out of this body. Take me out of this body. And you know what, Rainey? He'll do it. He'll set me outside of me. The flesh over there in pain, but I'm enjoying Jesus. So y'all know how to live in heaven. I've learned because of that oxygen tank over there. I've learned. And I don't regret it anymore. I don't despise it anymore. I used to despise it. Shanique calls it my accessories. I in myself, Shanique, I was saying, I don't want to be accessorized. I don't like that type of jewelry. I don't like that chain. I call it a noose around my neck. But God knows what he's doing. He knows, Sarah. He knows. He knows what it takes. He knows how to develop me. He knows how to bring me low to nothing. Pastor, he knows how to bring me to nothing. He knows how to bring me out of myself until I'm totally dependent on him. God, I need heaven to dawn on me this morning as I turn over in my bed. In the middle of the night, dawn on me, heaven. Give me my personal experience. Let God's word is Jesus Christ. Did y'all know that? God's word is Jesus Christ. God's word is Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was of God. And he came and he dwelt among us. Is he dwelling? Is he dwelling? Is he dwelling? Oh, Pastor, he's dwelling. He's dwelling amongst us. He's dwelling amongst us. He's dwelling amongst us. In his presence, we can abide and walk in love and joy. Power is breaking in on us. If then they turn their backs on it, washing their hands of the whole thing, well, they can't start over if nothing happens. That's impossible. Why? They re-crucified Jesus. When we don't walk in faith and in the presence of God, we re-crucify him all over again. We saying his resurrection power was not enough. When we deny him. Derek, you can turn the light back on. When we deny him, when we don't go through like we ought to, then we're denying the power. We're denying him and re-crucifying him all over again. There is a higher order than the natural man. And God wants to bring us into the higher order where we will believe him and learn to live in the heavenlies and the new creation and this new order. There will be a body of people. I think we found one. You know, Chronicles say his eye looking to and for the whole earth. Can PWM say, stop here, don't look anymore? Come on, Pastor Glow, can we say he's looking, he's running, his eyes are running to and for all the earth, looking for some people that he can dwell in, that he can show forth his great powers and all of his wonder and give them who he really is. He can drop all of heaven down on the inside of him. I'm looking for a people. PWM, stop here, Lord. Look no further. Look no further, BJ, he's making you. He's making you. He's making you. He's making you, BJ. He's making you. He's making you what he wants you to be. I know right now you want to be who you want to be, but he says, "Be, you're going to be what I want you to be. Be, you're going to be what I want you to be." Because he's breaking in on us. He's breaking in on us. He's giving us the will to do of his good pleasure. We're not going to do what we want to do anymore. We're going to live in the heavenlies all the time, all the time. Faith, it takes faith to do this. This is a whole new dimension of living, y'all. This is a whole new dimension of living. Faith is a whole nother. It takes faith to even hear this message from heaven this morning and believe it. It takes faith. You're sitting here saying, yes, Lord. No, it's going to take faith for this thing to get down on the inside of you. For you to walk in a whole new dimension. It's going to take faith for me to walk out of the natural and walk in the supernatural. It's going to take faith for me not to live in this fleshly world. It's going to take faith, y'all. It's going to take faith, Chris. It's going to take faith to overcome. It's going to take faith. This is a whole new dimension, y'all. You know, we had faith all mixed up and confused. We did. We did. Faith is God's grace in his presence working on the inside of you. That's what faith is. His grace and his presence working on the inside of you to cause you to live in the heavenly realm, cause you to see and hear and do what the angels do. He said, we're gonna rule angels? What's it? Yeah. So we're gonna judge angels. We're gonna judge angels. How you gonna get to judge angels if you don't know what's going on in heaven? Angels are in heaven. Come on. How you gonna know? How you gonna judge angels? if you don't get in the spirit and walk in a whole new dimension. Crawl out of this world. I mean, crawl out of it if you have to. Come on, y'all. Crawl out of it. Crawl if I have to. But I'm coming out of this and I'm walking that new dimension. I'm a walk in it, y'all. I'm a walk in. Nothing is going to hold me back. No thing. Because my heart is fixed and my mind's made up and my spirit is willing and the body might as well shut up. Just tell the body, shut up. Just tell it, shut up. It don't have dominion. It does not have dominion. It doesn't have dominion. I don't care what the circumstance is. I don't care what we need. His supply is abundant. His grace and mercy is more than we need. More. Supernaturally. Super. Super, super, super. Super, super, super. Faith is real. Faith is real. Oh, God. You know, they say man is three-dimensional. And they always put it backwards. Body, soul, and spirit. But even spirit, soul, and body, that's three-dimensional. Faith is a whole nother dimension. That's a whole nother thing. Did I give you Hebrews 11 and 3? I don't know that I did. Faith is a whole nother dimension. There are people, Kathleen Kuhlman, Lake, Spark, my man Spark. Don't y'all know those brothers walked in a hole and ladies walked in a whole new dimension? How y'all think they write like they write? It's got to be from heaven. They don't get that from theological school. That didn't come from going to school. Not in the natural. Not in the natural. Can you give me, Rocky, Hebrew 11 and 3. I hope that works. Okay, before you do that, did I give you Ephesians 4:13? Okay. Okay, until we reach oneness in the faith, y'all, God's binding us. Chris says, stay together. We're going to come one. Do y'all know what's going to happen if we bind our faith together in here? We prayed James back to life. We done prayed Stan out of open heart surgery. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, we praying Michelle out of sickle cell. Somebody offered her a job yesterday. I said, come on, Holy Ghost. Prophesy to this child. Prophesy to these bones. Come on, y'all. Let's get on one accord and let's pray for one another. Let's call things that are not as if they are. Let's hear what's on the heart of God and declare it to be the truth. I ain't talking about that phony faith. Name it and claim it. I'm talking about here in heaven say, time out. There's a season for everything. Her season of sickle cell is over. Come on, y'all. Can I get anybody to believe it? Can I get anybody? Can I get anybody to join in faith with me? There's a season for everything. And in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. It's time. The fullness of time has come. Sickle cell has got to die. This is our next case. Come on, y'all. Come on. God, don't let them rest. Don't let them rest. Y'all don't know what prayer is. Y'all know what prayer is. I'm talking about night and day prayer. The fire, the furnace up in Fredericksburg talked about night and day prayer. I'm talking about night and day prayer. You can't sleep at night for praying. And I prayed for my son, who was getting in drugs and losing his mind. I prayed so much, Taba, until when I woke up one morning, my husband was on his knees saying, God, please save Marvin so Gerald can get some sleep. I prayed all night long. I prayed all night long. I'm talking about prayer that breaks the barriers of hell and get into heaven. Y'all know we got an atmosphere we got to pierce through. See, we got an atmosphere. You know, Satan in his little realm up there saying, oh, no, she can't get out of sickle cell. But we can break through that. We can break through. We can break through, Karen. Respiratory problem. Break through. Break through. He's breaking through on us. Isn't that what the scripture said? He's breaking through on us. And he's breaking down all manner of sickness and disease. Sickle cell has to go. Everything has a season. Sciatic nerve got to go. Lungs are clear. The black sacks, right, Cheryl? Come on up here, Cheryl. I know you keep moving around, so I keep getting you. If you sat still, I wouldn't call you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See, I don't want the cup. Lay your hand on my chest. Because you were the one that saw the blacks. You the one that saw it. So God has given you the responsibility of getting rid of them. Come on now. Y'all better stop. Y'all see, some of y'all now don't want to see. Some of y'all don't want to know. See, God showed it to her. Said the same thing that the doctor drew on the whiteboard in the hospital. She said, I see black sacks in your lungs. So now God's giving you the responsibility to pray them suckers out. Pray those suckers out. He showed them to you. Why do you think he showed them to you? For me to walk with them? For me to keep them? I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I don't believe so. You can transcend this world. Treva, on Saturday before last, left us, went to heaven, got what God wanted, came back, wrote it down, then gave it to us. Did she or did she not? It was the lesson that we were going to teach that Saturday morning that she had not seen. I hadn't seen it. I'm going to teach it. Stan, this is how he rolled. I'm going to teach it, but I haven't seen it yet. As he passed out the paper, he says, now, Pastor Jerry, it's going to teach this. But Treva, she left us. Come on, y'all. Don't y'all know that's what's happened? Treva, still sitting in the chair, left us, went on to heaven. God said, this is what they're going to teach on. This is what I want you to do. I want you to write this down. I mean, almost verbatim. Come on, y'all. Let's catch up. That's faith. That's faith. Like precious faith. Know what God's going to do when he's going to do it. Got to do some texting here lately. Get ready because da-da-da-da-da is getting ready to happen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Got to do the email thing. The texting. The group one. I hate them group ones, though. I hate the group one because every time somebody reply, everybody, look, and Miss Brenda. I'm going to get Miss Brenda. Okay. I done told you I done prayed all night, right? So I start going to sleep about 6 o'clock. You know, and I usually wait till 7. Don't let me go into deep sleep, Lord, until after 7. Because I have to know if Shanique coming to work. Because she come in at 7, right? So I know if she not here, the text going to go off. Right? So, okay, 7:15, 7:20, no text. Okay. I can go here. Here come Miss Brenda. With a group text. With 5 people got to respond. What do you do? And you don't know if this is a different message or if this is a response. So what you got to do? You got to reach over, find your glasses, get the phone, read the response, and say, Brenda, I don't like you. I love Miss Brenda, y'all. I'm just messing. But we have so much technology that we're going to use in PWM. Because heaven is going to be downloaded. Karen, heaven is going to be downloaded. Heaven, Cheryl. Cheryl, where's the oil? Come on up here, Chris. Karen. Come on up here. Cheryl, get her. Get her. By faith, get her. Get her by faith. See what that Hebrew 11:3? Get her by faith. Get her. It's time for faith to work up in here. Get her by faith. Get her by faith. Get that. Get her by faith. Get her by faith. Get her by faith. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. We declare healing over this woman of God. We prophesy healing. This is a season of signs and wonders in this house. We're not accepting anything else. The word, the living word, is walking up in here. It's not my hand. It's Jesus' hand. It's Jesus' hand. It's not Cheryl's hand. It's Jesus' hand. By faith, we see. By faith, we see. By faith, we see. By faith, I see Karen breathing. I see Karen. I see it. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. There's no struggling. By faith, her lungs are clear. By faith, I see it. We need some faith seers in here. We don't need no namers and claimers. We need some faith seers in here. I see that new teacher. Oh, I see her. I see that new teacher. She's Caucasian, and she wants to work, and she ain't looking for money. She wants a deposit. God's sending her from heaven into this house. I see it. I see it. I see it. She has a spirit somewhat like Miss Treva. Pastor, I see it. I see it. I see it. I'm talking faith seeing now. See it. Tonight I see it. I see it. I see it. That's going into a new whole dimension. That's another life of living, another type of living here, y'all. I ain't talking about earthly living. I'm talking about heavenly living, where you see, and you hear. You hear. I repent because I should be further along than I am, but I lost so much, Pastor Gloria, what God gifting God had given me. When I was a young Christian, I let them convince me. I let them convince me, Pastor. I let them convince me that I didn't need all of that. I didn't need. I just needed to read that word and nothing else. I didn't need experiences. I didn't need encounters. I used to tell my pastor about my encounters. I used to tell him about me traveling to London and all these different, but going to Africa. He told me I was eating too much pig feet. I don't eat pig feet. Glow. I had a gift years ago. Years ago. He used to talk to me all the time. He used to tell me, don't spend your money. Your husband ain't gonna bring nothing home this week. Don't do that. He would tell me, turn to the left. Don't go to the left. He'd tell me. Shell, did he tell us somebody get ready to bring us some food and we ain't have a thing to eat? The Lord said, set the table and get ready to the door. Somebody knocks on the door and bring us food. Bags and bags of grocery. I'm telling you, he used to minister to me and tell me. He took care of me like I was his wife. Talking about being his bride. Come on, we don't want to be his bride because we want to do our own thing. We want to prostitute the gift of God. We want to use it when we get ready to use it. But you don't want total surrender. Total surrender brings heaven to earth. Total surrender, Chris. Total. You surrendered? Come on up here. Let's see. Rainey, come on. She got a breakthrough coming. She got a breakthrough coming. God said, you're going to make the right choice. You're going to tell your husband what to do. The two options coming. Okay? Two options. Remember this. Two options coming. You got to make the right one. Is it going to affect the kingdom or is it just going to affect my household? We got to think like that. We got to think like that. We got to think like that, y'all. Will this keep me in this fourth dimension or will this bring me back to earth? Come on now. See, we can't think just about, you know, my household. Will this bring me out of the spirit? Will this take me away, you know, from my hunger and my passion in Christ? Sometimes the best place in the world to be, ask me how I know, is to be in need. Woo! Do we know how to pull on him? Come on now. We don't like it. We don't like it. We don't like it. But he'll close the door on you. John said he saw open doors and closed doors in heaven. He'll close the door on you. Now what you gonna do? You gonna go back to the world or you gonna stay outside that door waiting for him to open it? Because he'll open it. He'll open it. You just got to stay there and wait and worship. Just worship. See, when the door is closed, you don't beg and plead. You just worship. Because what he said, he inhabits the praises. See, if we worship and praise him enough, he'll come down. He'll come down. He'll open the door. I need you to pray for her. Just lay hands on her that they make the right decision. They got two options coming. That they make the right decision. By faith, they got to make this decision, Pastor, by faith. By faith, they got to make it by faith, not by need. See, most of the time we live by need. We don't live by faith. I need this. God, will you do this? We're going to start living by faith and not by need. Because he's already supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So why are we so upset about stuff? Come on, y'all. We're crucifying them all again. We're making his word, making him the word to no effect. Is his word to no effect because we don't believe? No. He'll find some people that believe. Isn't that right, Deborah? Isn't that right? Stand up, Deborah. And just walk around the congregation. See, there's a grace on you to impart. Just walk around the congregation. By faith, we see the world called into existence. By faith, do y'all see it? Y'all see what this is saying? By faith, you was right there when God called the world into existence. By faith, you was right there when there was chaos all over the all over the world. By faith, we were there. By faith, we were there. He said, by faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. Jesus is the word. So by faith, when he said, let us. What do you think went over that chaotic world? They said, and the spirit moved. The spirit moved. Jesus moved. Jesus moved. Jesus moved, y'all, over the chaos. He'll move. I'll tell you in privacy. I'll tell you in privacy. I'll tell you what I see. I'll tell you what I see. I'll tell you what I see. There's grace coming upon this man like never before. Rob, get in his back pocket. He won't let me in his pocket. You and Mike then took the pockets. And I guess that's protocol. So I just have to hang on to the shoulder or something. But I ain't going too far. I can tell y'all that right now. I'm now, no. That apostolic, he going to do more than Paul ever did, saw, or seen. You can, I don't care whether you believe it or not. I dare you to hang around. I dare you to hang around. I dare you to hang around. I dare you. And there's abundance of grace on this man. Abundance. There's a passion for Christ to see the people of God come into faith and walk in the supernatural, in that dominion, to get back what Adam lost. That's what Christ saved us for. Okay, God, I'm going to say it. Whew. I'm not going to be in fear in saying it. Rob, come over here, please. Pastor, you don't normally carry a wallet, do you? I can't say somebody's going to put money in his wallet. He don't even have one. What am I supposed to do with this? What? You got the wallet? Okay. Put your hands on him, Rob. There's some financial blessings coming to you. There's some financial blessings coming. Financial blessings coming. To make serving him easier. See, it's one thing to serve God when you got all kinds of stuff going on. But he's going to make it a little bit easier. He's going to make it a little bit easier. And if he's seeing like this now, can you imagine what he's going to see like when God make it a little bit easier? Can y'all imagine? Can you imagine what's going to happen? He could be calling prayer watches all the time. Come on, y'all might as well get ready to pray. Come on now. Come on, you might as well get ready. What was that? What day was that he called it? Good Friday. What better time than to pray on Good Friday? He called that 24-hour prayer on Good Friday. He could be calling more prayers on Mondays and Thursdays. And, you know, come on, because we got to shake up the atmosphere. We got to go. We got to pierce the darkness. See, there's a veil that we got to go beyond the veil. We got to go beyond it. And faith takes us beyond the veil. Until you can get behind the veil, you can't live in a new dimension. God's blessing this man. even sitting right here, and he's downloading on him. He's downloading in him, giving him thoughts that men don't think, that Spock haven't even read. All these readers that God has given him, his life is going to be even higher. His life is going to be higher because he's submitted by faith. He sees, y'all. By faith, we see. We caught that the world was called into existence by faith. Stop reading that telling us something. Oh, God, by faith, I want a house. By faith, you need to go back before the world began. Now, that's faith. Go back to before the world. By faith, we see that the world was called into existence by God's word. And who is God's word? Not what, but who. Who is God's word? Who is his word? And you think he's not walking the earth now? Ask the Hebrew boys. Ask him. Ask Daniel and the lion den. We just need some people that will surrender totally. I don't care whether I live or die. Amen. When you get to I don't care whether I live or die, he's going to show up. See, this man done sold all. He done sold all. So you know what he's saying, Glow? I know you the wifey. And she probably thinking, Lord, can you save a little bit? I've been in the school since 2008. I know. That's why I pray so hard. That's why God sent me here to pray. Breakthroughs. And I see past sometimes. Sometimes I hear him say, I say, oh no, Lord, that ain't it. That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. Come out of my mouth before I even know, Rob. It's coming out of my mouth. So therefore I know it's him, it ain't me. Not like I thought of it. But there's a portion for you too, my love. He calls you my love. He ain't forgot. He has not forgotten. There's a portion for you too, my love. There's a portion for you. There's a portion for you too. There's a portion. By faith, you got to see. You got to see that way back. By faith, y'all. By faith, we got to go way back, Shanique. We ain't talking about the day I was born in 1948. You got to go past that. You got to go past your mother's womb. Lord have mercy. You got to go past Ann Christ. You got to go past your mother's womb. You got to go past Miss Beatrice, Grandma. You got to go past. How can you do that except by faith? You see. God give you spiritual eyes. And you find yourself back in the beginning of creation. Seeing the Father walk with Adam. Don't y'all think Adam, Enoch saw something? Don't y'all think he saw something? He hooked up with him. He said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to walk with him. We got to walk this out, y'all. Don't get by faith. We can only do it by faith, by getting into the supernatural realm. What we see was created by what we don't see. We've been living too much. James, scoop me a chair over here, please. We've been living too much. I'm almost finished, I think. Oh, no, I don't want a chair. Go ahead and give it to me. Go ahead. I know, the stool. I like the stool better. Give me this stool, please. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, darling. Tell Rock it's okay. I'll call you darling. Alma, it's your season to enter in the straight gate. The straight gate, Alma. The straight gate. The straight gate. What we see was created by what we don't see. See, we got to be able to see past what we don't see. Because this is all natural. This stool is natural. I can't see the fact that it's really, you know, what makes it hold me up. But I trust it to hold me. You can keep on blessing him. Put as much in him as you want. Don't leave until the Holy Spirit tell you to leave. Because by you giving, you're going to receive. you're going to be a reciprocal to him too. God going to bless you to be a blessing to him. You're going to be a reciprocal of him being blessed financially. Yes, darling. That's why I told him, don't leave. Stay right there. Stay right there as long as the Holy Spirit. Y'all don't believe it, but the Holy Spirit doing something right here. Oh, what she said. The story was the king told the prophet the king to hit the ground. And because his enemies were about to take him over and to take the arrow and hit the ground. He only hit the ground 3 times. So he said, you're not going to get complete victory because you should have hit the area more times than that. So that's saying we can come into deliverance, but we can't just be scarce with our prayers. That's hitting the area. Robert is striking the ground for Apostle Gary and for his financial. Come on. What we see was created by what we don't see. Do y'all get that? We're going to stay right there. By faith, we see y'all. We see what we don't see. Yeah. Pastor Roz, we see what we don't see. Lindsay's sitting up here beside you. Well, we got to start seeing y'all. I ain't talking about no foolishness. Your daughter's sitting right there beside you. Can't get enough of God in you. What we don't see. We don't see how God's going to do it, but God's going to do it. I see him doing it. I see him working. He's breaking through. 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 Aaliyah, our children. See, the old school used to tell me what I say to one, I say to all. So when you get a word like this and it's in your situation, you better grab it too. You better grab it too. He has no respect for a person. He'll grab it too. He'll grab it too. He'll grab it too. I'm bent on Eric. I'm bent on Eric, Miss Treva. I'm bent on that demon. Hell's got to lose his grips. I'm bent on that one. Lord gave me a word down in Chaco, slipped down at Raho one time and let it go. I saw him. I saw him working with Pastor. I saw him. What we don't see, we see. Do that make any sense? That's supernatural. That's working. We're living in another realm. What we don't see, we see. I see it. I see. And a great cloud of witnesses is helping us, y'all. Pastor, I thank God for my son not being on this earth. Because he brings heaven to me all the time. Whenever he comes, he's in heaven. He's bringing heaven to me. So whenever he show up, Pastor Love, I just get so excited. Because I know he's bringing a piece of heaven down. Down to me. And he ministers to me. The great cloud of witness, y'all. We got to start seeing through what we don't see, Miss Karen. You got to see, Miss Karen. By faith, you got to see that which you don't see. See, we saw Stan. We didn't see him in no surgery. I told pastors as soon as I heard it, I said, oh, they can't do what they think they're going to do. We were almost all of us around here were saying the same thing. Oh, no, the devil is a liar. Yeah, get on that guitar. We ain't got time for him to recover for 6 weeks. I said, Lord, we ain't got no time for him to recover for 6 weeks. Ain't that selfish, Stan? We ain't got no time for him to be laying up, worrying Bernadine. We need him to come on back here. We need him back. The kingdom have need of him. The kingdom. Ask God to loose what you need. Didn't he send the disciples to loose the coat because he needed it? Ask him to loose what you need. Come on, y'all. This is a faith move. I ain't talking about name it and claim it. Okay, God, lay it on me. Lay it on me. To loose this. To see it done. To see it done. To see it come into fruition. There's a grace in this house for that. Yes. Yes. So it makes life worth living. That's it. That's it. It's faith. That's good. We faith is moving us into a whole new dimension, a whole new realm. See, faith is not in the natural realm. It's in a whole new realm. Okay. Ooh, I got more. Okay, I'm going to stop. God steps, when Jesus came to this world, do y'all know God stepped out of eternity into time? He stepped right out of eternity. There's accelerated grace and favor in this house. There's accelerated an abundance of grace in this house. I'm going to go ahead and read Galatians 4. I don't think I gave this to you, D. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoptions as son. And because you're sons now, God has sent the spirit of his son, Jesus Christ, into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then you have heirs to whatever God has. Only sonship, though, by faith. Only sonship by faith. Only sonship is by faith. As you start moving and living in that new dimension, stepping into where Jesus is. Stepping into where he is. Glory to God. I think I'm going to stop. God is so good. Open our mouths and receive everything that the Holy Spirit has for us, y'all. Open our mouths. He told Ezekiel to eat the whole scroll. Eat what God has given us. It's food for our spirit. It's food for our spirit that we might grow and abound in the things of God. We are a people being carved out for heavenly places. He's taken all the flesh off of us that we can live in heavenly places. He desire us, that song, that worship song this morning, because we love him and we want to abide with him and we want to be in his presence, and his presence is all we want. We love him like that. We love him like that. So expect the unusual. Live in the realm of expectation and see what the Holy Spirit does. See, won't he blow your mind? Yes, he will. Yes, he will, Pastor Gary. Apostle, he's doing it. He's doing it. Your reward is not just going to be in heaven. You're going to see it on the earth. You're going to see it in the earth. As Chris said, in the form of your sons and daughters. In the forms of your sons and daughters. How many sons do we have in here? How many daughters? How many daughters born out of the Spirit? Not born from your mother's womb, but born out of the Spirit. Carved out of the Spirit. Carved out of the Spirit. It was hard work, but the Spirit kept working. It was hard work, Pastor. It was hard work. Rainy, but he kept on carving. He kept on carving on James. He ain't finished with James yet. He kept on carving. Kept on carving. Kept on carving. Kept on carving. He's not finished with Jerry yet either. He's still carving to make him a son and a daughter that can dwell with him and walk with him in heavenly places and rule in his kingdom. And rule in his kingdom. Have access to the Father. Open up our minds, our spiritual mind, that we can see. See yourself in heaven. Chris said, what they doing in there? Go up there and find out. That was good. Go up there and find out what's going on in heaven. Isn't that right, Bernadine? That's it. Shall I go up there? Shall I go so much she gets on my nerve with them dreams? She don't realize that every time she have a dream like that, that was heaven opened up to her. It was heaven opened up. You don't get stuff like that just from eating pizza. Pastor, who do I give this mic to? Tell me to give it to somebody, because if you don't, come on, Chris. KD, they're my baby right here, y'all. They're my baby right here. I birthed her. I did. I birthed her. That joker would come and sit over there where Sarah sit and look at us like we had good sense. But I fell in love with it anyway. I said, I love that little gal right there. And she fell in love with me. So we thank God. Miss DeBoer.
Just want to say this. You talk about going up to heaven and getting what you need to get and all of that. But I just wanted to share this. When you said Catherine Kuhlman, you were naming the people from O, before you even, when you grabbed Cheryl and was rubbing up, getting all that off her and giving her all that, and then you slid over here so gracefully and you're dress, your attire, and all I could hear was the Catherine Kuhlman. And I'm like, Lord, so what am I going to do with this? Is there something that I need to tell her about Catherine Kuhlman? And then you came back and you called her name. So there's something there. I don't know what, but I just want to say this, that anointing and the lifestyle that she lived, that's available to you. That's available to you. That's available to you.
Years ago,
Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you now for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers, Lord God, giving us the desire for those things. You gave her the desire for that anointing, for that lifestyle, and you not only did you give her the desire, but you have given her the gift. And so we just thank you now for it, Father. We thank you and we bless you. We honor you. We call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We bless you. You're holy. You're worthy. We praise you, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so faithful to us.
Yes.
In your timing,
yes.
Not ours. One day, one month, one year, 5 years, 20 years, a lifetime. Your timing, Almighty God, is perfect every time. And we thank you for it. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pastor Jerry said last week, I can't remember her exact words, but it was basically don't limit yourself. Ask God for more. It's all available to us. That's exactly what she was saying today. We see the unseen. So if you see the unseen, ask for it. Call it into existence. Call it so that everybody else that can't see can now see. You know, it's available. It's there. BJ went somewhere this week. I won't tell his story. But he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Pastor Jerry said. And I'm going to ask for more. I'm going to stop letting the chips fall as they may. And I'm going to start living by faith. And I'm going to ask God for more. You know, when you're extremely humble, I guess sometimes you can feel like, oh, I shouldn't ask for more. I should, you know, I don't want to bother God. I don't, you know, let him do his thing. No, we are sons. We are sonship. And you can ask daddy for more. You can ask daddy for more. You can bug him. You can annoy him with your presence, with your requests, because we have that connection with him. Sonship. That's faith. That is faith. I'm not a slave. I don't take what's given to me. I'm a son, and I can ask. A son gives you a little bit of authority. You do. You have access to all of the inheritance that Spirit of Christ, that wealth that's in you, that's the access that you have. Live it out. Live it out. Amen. Amen. On my way in this morning, the Lord said, Isaiah 55. I said, I haven't memorized that. What does that say? I looked it up. It talks about come those who are thirsty. Come and buy. I haven't memorized it. Come and buy without money. Is that not what we talked about today? If you're thirsty. I mean, this is an option Pastor Jerry gave us today. It's an option. You can keep living the way you want to live, or you can live as a son. You can live in faith. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. How in the world are you going to buy without money? You buy from within. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread? And your labor on what does not satisfy. I heard what you said to me. I heard what you said to me today. Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to eat and delight on the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. That's the same thing he'll do for us. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. He shined upon our faces. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Live this life of faith while you still can. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. God's word that came to me while I was pregnant with Drew did not return to him void. It produced Drew. It produced faith. It did not return to him empty. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. I mean, is that not weird? That's faith. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, or for his glory, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever. Amen. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to choose sonship, to live out of the wealth that's within us, God, instead of the natural ways, instead of our own thoughts, God, we can choose to live by your ways and your thoughts, God. We thank you, Lord God, for faith, for the unseen, God. We thank you for opening our eyes today, for asking for more, God, for not settling for the chips as they fall, God, but for choosing heaven, for choosing what's going on in heaven, God. We thank you, Lord, that you'll sow this day up, God, in our hearts, and it won't ever leave, God. We thank you, God, for healing in our hearts today, that we have a new perspective. We have a new direction, God. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your favor to walk this way. In Jesus' name, God, go before us this week, God. Bring this back to our remembrance every day, God. Every day this week, God. Let the words that were spoken today, as they did hit the bullseye of every heart, let them be heard, God, this week, again and again and again, God. That they won't return to you void, but they will accomplish, God, what you sent them out to do today. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you that you spoke today, God. I thank you that we came today, God. Thank you, Lord. We could have been anywhere else, but we came, God, for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What a mighty God we serve.